All right. So here's an example of an important reason why Monte Carlo is very good, especially if you're lazy. So this is illustrated for a standard example of Monte Carlo methods, which is the calculation of pi. And this illustrates two features of Monte Carlo which are very important in practice. One is that Monte Carlo allows you far more easily than any other method to cope with complicated integration domains. And the second point is that Monte Carlo methods work even for non-differentiable discontinuous functions, whereas ordinary methods like Simpson's rule, you require the function to be differentiable because you're doing a polynomial approximation. But Monte Carlo definitely does not require the function to be differentiable. All it requires is that its standard deviation be finite, which just means it be bounded, essentially. You can have arbitrary discontinuities subject to having a finite standard deviation. So if your function's a tall, ragged, Monte Carlo has huge advantages. So we will illustrate some of the classes of Monte Carlo methods for this case here of a boundary domain, a complex boundary, except we'll take a relatively simple boundary, namely a circle. So so the area of a circle is pi r squared. So if I took a circle of radius 1 and integrated the function 1 in that circle, I would get pi. So this is why it's related to the calculation of pi. So more generally, this should say x squared plus y squared less than or equal to 1. Calculate the integral. Let's calculate the integral of an arbitrary function inside the unit circle. So there are various ways of doing this, but we first note for the Monte Carlo method that if we have a function defined in x squared inside the unit circle, we could define a new function g prime, which is equal to g inside the circle and 0 outside the circle, and then we will get the same answer if we integrate g prime not over the unit circle but over this unit square, which includes the circle, because the only thing we're adding is a 0, because we defined it to be 0 outside the circle.